ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I am sure that when a young person signs up to the military, in fact, I know this because my nephew signed up, he did not say, "I want to sign up because I want to die young." He did not say, "I want to sign up because I want to experience post-traumatic stress disorder." He didn't sign up because he said, "I want to have a limb missing." Of course not. That would be nuts. And I'm sure if some young person said that in the military, they would not accept him or her. Now, people sign up for many reasons. They sign up to see the world, to have camaraderie, to experience discipline and focus, to have a good skill. There are many reasons to sign up. And I'm sure that one of them is love for country. But we all know that there are risks to signing up. And I want to tell you a story about the lady who had that poem that I read earlier. Her name was Viola, and she was the widow of a young man who went to war in World War I. Now, he did not die during the conflict. He came home, but he did not come home intact. And I'm sure that was not what she signed up for. So as a young woman, she had two little children and a very sick husband. This husband had contracted some kind of ailment overseas, brought it home, and for the 10 years that he lived after the war, he lived in very poor health. And then he died. He's buried up in Arlington Cemetery. He died in 1931. And Viola, this widow that had no skills, she did not have a college education, and she had to find work even before he died and take care of two young children. And she did. And by the time I met her, she was in her 90s, and she was the toughest woman I had ever met. She took care of her own house, and I went to visit her in this house, which was a little bungalow, something that we might like as a vacation home, not as a real house. It was the tiniest house I've ever seen, but it was all that she could afford at that time. She worked in the cafeteria of a school for many years, did not retire at 65 or 70. She worked well into her 80s so that she could pay off the mortgage. She was the toughest woman I had ever known. And I asked her, I said, "You know, after you raised those kids, you were still a young woman. Why didn't you look for another husband, remarry?" And her answer was, "Because I was not about to take care of another man again." Toughest woman I ever met. I thought of her when I was reading the scripture today. Suffering produces endurance. And I saw a lady who endured. Now, I've always had a problem with this scripture, because in my own experience, suffering produces whining, copious amounts of whining. And I always felt guilty when I read this, that suffering produces endurance, because I know that when I suffer, I whine. But then I understood that it's not about the time that we're in suffering, it's about what happens during and after suffering and what God can produce within us. And it's not about our stoicism. It's about the strength that God gives so that even when we're in the worst circumstances, we can develop a spine of steel. And that's what I saw with my friend Viola. She had a spine of steel. Within a year or two of meeting her, she buried her last child. And I saw that spine of steel. As sad as she was, she said, "For some reason, I'm still here. And I'm going to live until God takes me home that spine of steel. Suffering produces endurance. What did you sign up for? If we signed up to be a Christian, if we have Jesus in our hearts, most of us didn't sign up to suffer. We signed up because we love the peace that God gives. We love the community that God has granted to us. We love the fact that every day we can press a reset button, and even if we've messed up royally the day before, we know that we have forgiveness and that we can go on. We know that we have purpose in Christ, and I love all that stuff. But we also know, if we've lived any length of time, that life produces suffering. It's not something we embrace, and we might even whine through it, but it's just reality of life. People suffer. And Paul gives us a wonderful promise that suffering produces endurance, but it goes even further than that. Endurance produces character. Now, character are all the values that we try to instill in children, but really have to be lived into. Character is about our integrity. Character is about our word. Character is about all the graces that we attain as we go through life. And Viola was not only a tough woman, she was a woman of character. In her 90s, she and a younger friend who happened to be in her 80s would run the food pantry for our church once a week. Now you have to understand, this church was not in a lovely setting like this. The church was under lock and key because it was a high crime area in Prince George's County. And yet this 90 plus year old would give out food. Now in her lifetime, she had never been on welfare. She had never asked for anything of anyone. But she knew that people could hit on very hard times. And she was grateful for what she had. And so people would come in and she would pack groceries in her 90s. Endurance produces character. But it produces even more than that. Suffering produces endurance, which produces character, which produces hope. Now, it's a funny thing about hope. We'll talk about we hope for a good outcome. That's not what it's saying. Because hoping for a good outcome, it might not be a good outcome. We can hope for the best, and still that might not happen. So what is this talking about? It's hope in the God of the universe. It's hope that the God who was with us before we were born, who knows everything about us, who was with us at birth, who's been with us through the time of our lives, and who will be with us when we breathe our last, that the God of the universe knows us and loves us and will give us every grace and power to go through whatever life hands to us. Yes, I signed up for peace and joy and eternal life, but I also know that when suffering hits, when life turns ugly, that God's going to give me a spine of steel. And through that, I'm going to develop a character that's good and holy and pure and loving. And the hope that I had in Jesus at the beginning of my journey will be the hope that will bring me through to the end. 10 years ago, my mother died suddenly, and for 2 months, my husband and I and Robert, who was about 8 years old, took care of Dad at home. It was not an easy time. Dad had sundowner syndrome, where he was up all night, every hour on the hour, calling out. And Bob and I would take turns being in his room. 2 months later, he died, much to my dismay, because I had asked God to keep him alive at least till the next year, because I didn't want to bury two parents in 1 year. And as Bob and I have talked about that time of no sleep and of trying to keep Daddy going till the next year and failing. We always say, sometimes at the same time, but weren't they golden moments, and aren't we grateful that we had the privilege of being with him? Now, I don't think I said that at the time. And I know I whined a great deal while it was going on. And there were some times I could have cheerfully sent him to Jesus. Okay? Don't feel guilty when you're whining. Just know that in time, you'll be able to look back and say, God, help me endure. And you'll be able to look back at those times and see what golden moments they were. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope, and hope in God will never disappoint us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you not for taking us out of suffering, not for delivering us, but for being with us through the dark times. We ask that as we move forward today, that your grace would sustain us, that your love would surround us, and that we might prove ourselves worthy of your love and your grace. We ask that you would help those who are going through times of great trial at this moment, who have wanted to give up. We ask that at this moment they would feel that holy spine of steel growing so that they may endure till journey's end. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand and turn?